WeatherOlogy.com. I'm meteorologist Steve Wollenhaus. Right now, 21 degrees.
With your livelihood dependent on the success of your farm, it's vital that all elements are taken care of. This includes farm property and building. I'm Dave Savage with Blue Valley Insurance, and we offer a wide range of farm insurance services that take away the worry in the event of a loss to any of your farm buildings or property. And you can rest assured your claim will be dealt with by our dedicated adjusters. Let us give you a quote for your farm insurance at Blue Valley Insurance of Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville.
Good Thursday, Kansas Mid-America Network News. I'm Rick Everett. The Kansas Board of Regents has approved policies for how the state's six public universities will implement a state law allowing people to carry concealed guns into campus buildings starting in July. The Regents approved the plans yesterday with little discussion. The plans spell out university policies on safe storage and handling of handguns. Republican Governor Sam Brownback outlined a plan Wednesday for a scholarship program to attract new teachers to rural Kansas schools and suggested GOP legislators aren't being constructive when criticizing his handling of the state's budget woes. Brownback said his budget proposal next year will include the new teacher scholarship program, which he calls Teachers Can, despite projected budget shortfalls totaling $1.1 billion through June of 2019. Kansas, Mid-America Network News.
Right now at Kohl's, it's time to get the perfect gift. So let him be a kid again with a Propel drone, just $99.99. Make her sparkle in Swarovski rings, only $21.99 each. And help them save the galaxy. A Star Wars Mr. Potato Head set is just $29.99. At Kohl's, you'll save a little more with an extra 15% off or 20% off when you spend $100 or more. And earn a little more with Kohl's Cash, so you can give a little more this holiday. Kohl's. Select styles offer valid 12/11 through 12/24. Some exclusions apply. See store at Kohl's.com for details.
Hello, human. It's me, your dog. I know your car battery died, so you couldn't make it home on time, but I just wanted to let you know that everything is A-okay. I made you a couple presents. You know, the kind you pick up in a plastic bag? Yeah, I put that on your pillow. I figured that'd be the best place for you to find it. Also, the couch needed a little shredding, so I took care of that, too. Also, I ate the mail. Who's a good boy? I am.
Make sure you'll be there. Get a car battery test today. Find a location at interstatebatteries.com. Interstate Batteries, outrageously dependable.
Most Kansas Senate committees will have new leaders when legislators reconvene next month, and moderate Republicans will have more chairmanships. Senate President Susan Weigel announced the appointment of 12 committee chairmen and chairwomen yesterday. Only four are keeping posts they had previously, and moderate GOP Senator Carolyn McGinn of Sedgwick will be chairwoman of the Budget Writing Ways and Means Committee. The Kansas Board of Regents has appointed several members to a committee searching for a new chancellor for the University of Kansas. The 24 new members announced yesterday include representatives of the university's faculty, staff, students, alumni, endowment, administration, athletics, and residents of Lawrence. The committee will be looking for a replacement for Chancellor Bernadette Gray Little, who has said she will step down next summer. And much, much colder temperatures on the way to the state by Saturday, along with chances of snow possible in areas. Mid-America Network News.
Innovation. It doesn't always come easy, but it's always worth the struggle. We at Blue Valley Telecommunications understand how important innovation is to technology. As we look back on the past 60 years, we see how we've transformed telephone service through cables strung on fence posts to telephone, TV, and even high-speed internet over state-of-the-art fiber optic cables. As your technology provider, we're proud to have served you for the past 60 years and look forward to continuing to do that for years to come.
Nebraska, Mid-America Network News, good Thursday morning. An autopsy helped authorities identify the body that was found near Lexington earlier this week. The Dawson County Sheriff's Office told the Kearney Hub that the body was identified as 37-year-old Jose Hernandez. Chief Deputy Sheriff Mike Hudson says an autopsy was needed to identify the body because of the condition it was in. Hernandez was found Monday on a farmstead in Dawson County, about 2.5 miles north of Lexington. Nebraska officials reporting a sharp decline in jobless claims and benefits paid out this year, as well as lower unemployment tax rates for businesses. The State Labor Department says unemployment benefits paid out for the first 9 months of 2016 fell by more than 19% compared to a decline of less than 1% nationally. Governor Pete Ricketts attributes the decline to Nebraska's first-in-the-nation re-employment program. Mid-America Network News.
Liberty Mutual Insurance presents A Story About Pickles.
It's 2 a.m. and your pregnant wife wants, no, needs pickles. So you pick up some green happiness, but hit a parked car. Great, something else to worry about. Luckily, Liberty Mutual Insurance has 24/7 claims assistance, so you can take care of your claim right away. Problem solved. Now, if only you bought the right pickles.
Visit a local office or call 844-8-LIBERTY. You can leave worry behind when Liberty stands with you. Liberty Mutual Insurance. Coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company.
Right now, who has more hot sales, glitz and glamour, and just in time for Dasher and Dancer? Only Stage, because it's our last one big sale of the year. Hurry in for 70% off doorbusters like Carter's and Oshkosh for kids, cool tech gifts, fine jewelry, and more. Plus, it's buy one, get one free shoes for the family. You can shop extended hours all week, and on Christmas Eve, we open early at 7 a.m. because procrastination is no match for giftspiration. Only at Stage. Exclusions apply.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Beatrice Police Monday confirmed that one of two people transported to the hospital after succumbing to a strange odor at Neabco manufacturing plant in Beatrice has died. Fire and rescue workers responded to a call Monday morning, and hazmat crews arrived to investigate. The incident was isolated to a single room of the plant and appeared to be related to a cleaning agent being used or stored. The fatality was a Mosaic Developmental resident, Michael Robertson, age 67. Another unidentified Mosaic resident was treated and later released from the hospital. Long-fought efforts to stall construction of the Grain Belt Express high-voltage power line, which would traverse Washington, Marshall, and Nemaha counties in northeast Kansas, continue with public hearings in northwest Missouri this week. A continuing series of sessions begun last month by that state's Public Service Commission. The forums have allowed public input regarding concerns, including reduction in property values, potential health risk, and impact on farming adjacent properties. The line would transport wind energy from southwest Kansas to utilities in Missouri, Illinois, and Indiana. Kansas Department of Transportation recently approved bids for state highway construction and maintenance projects in Kansas, including a 12.5-mile milling and overlay project in Washington County, on K-148 north from U.S. 36 to the state line, and K-234 west to the Hanover city limits, and K-243 east to the Hollenberg Pony Express Station. Hall Brothers of Marysville was the successful bidder on the $1.6 million project. Marshall County Agency on Aging will distribute commodities Friday, December 16th. Commodities for all age groups. Only those with current certifications, however, will be eligible to receive commodities. Annual certification is mandatory, and they will accept certifications for the next distribution at this Friday's distribution. Please bring proof of income. Distribution sites will be open in Blue Rapids of Community Center from 9 to 10, Frankfort City Hall from 10 to 11, Summerfield Community Building for Vermilion American Legion and Waterville Community Centers from 10 to 11, Beatty, Bremen, Herkimer, Home City, Marysville, and Okito residents pick up commodities at the Helvering Center in Marysville Friday from 9 until noon. Margaret J. Norris, age 97, of Wymore, passed away Sunday. Funeral service Friday, 10:30 at the Wymore Church of Christ. Interment in the Blue Spring Cemetery. Visitation Thursday, 9 until 8. Family will see friends Thursday from 6 until 7. At the Laughlin of a funeral home of Wymore in charge of arrangements for Margaret Norris. Francis Earl Lauer, age 90, of Frankfort, passed away Tuesday. Graveside service Friday at 2 at Mount Calvary Catholic Cemetery, Frankfort. Patton Funeral Chapel in charge of arrangements for Earl Lauer. Lindsay Woodside, age 74, of Blue Rapids, passed away Sunday. Funeral service Friday at 2 at Terry Christie Funeral Home, Waterville. Burial in the Prospect Hill Cemetery north of Blue Rapids. Terry Christie, funeral home in charge of arrangements for Lindsay Woodside. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu today, barbecue meatballs, red skin potatoes, a roll, mixed veggie, and apricots. Tomorrow, tater tot casserole, a muffin, pickled beets, and peaches with cottage cheese. Check of a school and community calendar today. Marysville 7th and 8th grade league basketball at Chapman. High school wrestlers at Concordia this evening. KNDY News time is 7:15.
United Bank and Trust has been fulfilling the banking needs of families and businesses in Northeast Kansas for decades. United Bank and Trust is always advancing and is excited to introduce a tablet banking app. Simply search UBT Tablet in the App Store and download. Enjoy banking on your tablet from anywhere. It's a mobile fast world, and so is United Bank and Trust. The bank for your future. United Bank and Trust. Banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Our Family Grocery, Cromage Market in Marysville, is featuring a two-day holiday kickoff sale Thursday and Friday only. With boneless Carve Master hams, 99 cents a pound. Fresh boneless pork loin, whole in the bag, $1.59 a pound. A 10-pound bag of russet potatoes, $1.99. Select flavors, Our Family brand shredded cheese, $1.39 each for an 8-ounce package. It's a two-day holiday kickoff special Thursday and Friday only at Our Family Grocery, Cromie's Market in Marysville.
Next major winter storm drifting east across the high plains as we speak, with winter weather advisories and winter storm warnings out across Montana, Idaho, Washington State, Oregon, into parts of Utah, Colorado. That's now extending eastward into South Dakota, parts of Nebraska, southern Minnesota, and even southern sections of Wisconsin, east across the Great Lakes, in anticipation of some snow tomorrow that continues intermittently into the beginning of the upcoming weekend. Snowfall amounts vary, but 4 up to about 10 inches in spots, and that proximity a possibility. Much more in the higher elevations out west that we identified. Very cold start to the day across the central U.S., north across the high plains and the upper Midwest. Partial sun, but bitterly chilly. High near 30. Tonight, mid-20s. Some light freezing drizzle a possibility. That may happen early tomorrow, then back in the 40s Friday. Saturday, breezy turning colder with falling temperatures and mixed precipitation. Still chilly, but sunny here on Sunday. From the Weather Eye Weather Center, powered by weatherology.com, I'm meteorologist Steve Wollenhouse. Right now.
Average high temperature, mid-December, 42, the average low 23. Sunset this evening, 5:01, sunrise in the morning at 7:36. It's 19 degrees, winds are light favoring the north, giving us a wind chill factor in the lower teens. That's check of the morning news and weather for this Thursday, the 15th of December. KNDY News Time, 7:18. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
It's no secret that the Wagon Wheel is one of Marysville's favorite dining destinations. But did you know about their rewards program? Get signed up and start earning your rewards, like free cinnamon rolls, free burgers, even free ribeye dinners. Every dollar spent is a point earned. It's the perfect spot for dinner between work and the Christmas program, or a hearty breakfast before a big day of shopping. Sign up today for your rewards only from the Wagon Wheel.
Another big night for the Beard. The Cavs leave their big guns at home and the NBA strikes a labor deal. Hi, everybody. Todd Ant reporting on sports. It was an historic night in Houston.
Harden goes behind the back at midcourt, comes right, raises up, a three guard. How about that?
On KBME, James Harden ties Hakeem Olajuwon's record for most triple-doubles in Rockets history. Rockets crush Sacramento 132-98. Home or away, Spurs dominate the Celtics.
Danny Green with the dribble on the left wing against Marcus Smart. To the top, Leonard, waiting for a screen from Bertans. Works around that screen down the right lane line to the baseline. Pull-up jumper is good.
On WPAO, Kawhi Leonard, 26. San Antonio beats Boston 108-101 for their 11th straight victory over the Celtics. Takes 70 points off the scoreboard, and wins are hard to come by. LeBron James, Kevin Love, and Kyrie Irving sat out last night's game.
Right block, Randolph. Back to Douglas, cutting through the lane. Douglas out to Carter, to Daniels. He'll fire another triple. Ring it up.
On ESPN 92.9, Memphis wins 93-85 over the Cavaliers. A proud father watched his son Nacho win for the Clippers.
Right corner to an open Austin Rivers for a three. Oh, he's in seventh heaven. Only divine intervention can stop him tonight.
On KLAC, Austin Rivers, 7 three-pointers and 25 points to help the Clippers beat Orlando 113-108 and three in a row for L.A. Toronto wins their fourth straight.
Five on the shot clock. DeRozan still dribbling. Fades away. Shot near far right corner, and he nailed it. What a shot by DeRozan.
On WPEN, Raptors beat the Sixers 123-114. Labor peace in the NBA, the players union and the league agreed in principle on a new collective bargaining agreement. ESPN NBA reporter Mark Stein talks about one of the deals agreed upon.
Video games, for example, that's something that the players really wanted control of. And when you look at the other leagues, football, Major League Baseball, hockey, the players do have control of that.
The CBA is expected to be ratified in the coming weeks. Top 25 college hoops, UCLA, Baylor, Wisconsin, Arizona, and St. Mary's of California, all winners. Todd Ant, ABC Sports.
Bring your archery skills to the next level at Impulse Archery, a full-service pro shop with bows, archery accessories, boat maintenance, and a 35-yard 3D indoor archery range. Winter leagues forming now. Open 7 days a week, 3 miles west of Marysville. Find us on Facebook at Impulse Archery LLC or ImpulseArchery.com.
This is an Ag Business Update powered by AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. A federal judge this week has sided with RCAF by recommending the Montana U.S. District Court grant a preliminary injunction request by RCAF in a case involving the beef checkoff. The injunction would stop the Department of Agriculture from allowing the Montana State Beef Council to use checkoff dollars to fund its advertising campaigns. The ruling relates to a lawsuit by RCAF that they filed against the National Checkoff Program back in May. The lawsuit alleges it's unconstitutional for the government to allow private beef councils to keep and spend one half of all checkoff dollars to pay for the beef council's private speech when RCAF members disagree with that speech. The court must now conduct an independent review and has 14 days to respond. Monsanto shareholders have approved a proposed merger with Bayer under the terms of the merger. Monsanto shareholders receive $128 a share in the cash at the closing of the merger. Monsanto CEO Hugh Grant called the approval an important milestone for both companies. Bayer's leadership said the merger will help address the growing challenge facing farmers. 99% of the votes by Monsanto shareholders are in favor of the merger. According to a news release from Monsanto, the merger now subject to regulatory approval expected to be completed by the end of 2017. Bayer Monsanto announced the merger agreement in September. Under those terms, Bayer agreed to purchase Monsanto for $66 billion. And ag advisors for President-elect Trump don't want North Dakota Democratic Senator Heidi Heitkamp as ag secretary. Heitkamp has sided with agriculture Republicans at times. Trump's ag allies consider Heitkamp a snub against Trump's network for rural supporters. Politico over the weekend reported Heitkamp topped the list to head USDA, but Trump's inner circle have told Politico they were blindsided by that news, and Trump has yet to offer Heitkamp the post. With this Ag Business Update, powered by AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers.
Ag News from Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Craig Mead. The United States Department of Agriculture's Grain Inspection Packers and Stockyards Administration, known as GIPSA, Wednesday announced updated regulations that propose protection against retaliatory practices against livestock producers. The Farmer Fair Practices Rules are comprised of an interim final rule and two proposed rules. The interim final rule will establish that it is not necessary to demonstrate an unfair practice by livestock buyers harms the entire market to prove a violation of the Packers and Stockyards Act. The National Farmers Union called the rules a step in the right direction, while the U.S. Cattlemen's Association said the rules would help restore order in the marketplace. Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack gives us a historical perspective of the enforcement of packers and stockyards and how the new rule would apply to poultry producers.
This interim final rule on competition is intended to really convince courts to defer to the longstanding position of the Department of Agriculture that certain conduct can violate Section 202 of the Packers and Stockyard Act without the showing of harm to competition. As early as January of 1983, the Secretary of USDA served an administrative complaint against Beef Nebraska. The complaint charged that the use of checks drawn on the Palmer Bank constituted an unfair practice. So we've been applying this standard that's incorporated in the interim final rule to packers, and it's been enforced for now several decades. we can litigate violations of Section 202 by packers and swine contractors in administrative proceedings. You have a different standard because we don't have the authority to enforce violations by live poultry dealers in administrative proceedings. We've had court after court tell us that until you incorporate this in a rule, we can't apply it to live poultry dealers. So this is really about consistency here, having a single standard that is throughout the industry.
Ag News from Mid-America Ag Network.
Winter is a tough time for cattle, so it's imperative to feed them the best feed you can buy. That's why you need to check out the benefits of cubes, pellets, and tubs made at the Kansas Ethanol Plant in Lyons, Kansas. 100% DDGS, no fillers, no binders, just high fat, high protein, and high phosphorus. Perfect to keep cattle in good shape, even in the roughest winter. So check your local Nutrina dealer. Ask them for Nutra beef cattle nuggets, cubes, or tubs. It's a great insurance program for your winter cattle operation.
Are you looking for ways to gain an advantage over the challenges you face growing your crop? CropQuest agronomists have been using NDVI images to gain a better perspective on what's going on in the field. NDVI imagery is now available to our customers to help detect those issues while something may be done to fix it. If you're not a CropQuest customer, sign up to demo our imagery program at viewmyfield.com and receive a season of free field imagery. Check it out at viewmyfield.com.
It's time again for Farming America. I'm Steve Alexander with information about the world's most essential industry, which is, as we all know and are so proud of, is agriculture. China is continuing to show signs of importing even more of Farming America's crops. More about that after this.
Christmas is quickly approaching, and I've got just the thing for that hard-to-buy-for farmer. Max Armstrong's Stories from the Heartland. It's a beautiful, full-color, hardcover book containing stories about many of the people Max has met during his travels. The stories are all self-contained, leading one reviewer to note, "You can only read a story or two if you'd like, but chances are you'll want to keep reading. The stories are that good." Max shares inspiring, touching, and laugh-out-loud stories from his 40-year career in farm broadcasting. His travels have taken him far away from his family farm along the Wabash River in Indiana, but Max has always managed to keep one foot in the furrow. Max has met the most fascinating folks, and this book is a tribute to them, as well as the countless Americans whose lives have been enriched because of their connections to agriculture. Stories from the Heartland by Max Armstrong, the perfect Christmas gift. Order yours at maxarmstrongbook.com. That's maxarmstrongbook.com.
As Terry Rogensack of the Hightower Report sees it, China is going to continue to be a big importer of American soybeans and corn. That seems to be the indication, but there is also the indication of plenty of competition from South America.
We do have a supply issue in corn coming with 24 million tons, if the USDA estimates are correct, 24 million ton increase in production, Brazil and Argentina combined, this year against last year.
Of course, because of the fine job that Farming America does in raising corn and beans. And if the weather cooperates again, then the 2017 crop could be another bin buster. That puts the pressure on prices, and the Chinese sure won't have any trouble finding supplies of corn and soybeans to import. But there's always the weather, perhaps a drought, perhaps flooding, that will impact the supply.
So a supply issue is certainly something that could happen very quickly, and you could lose 20, 30, 40 million tons if it happens in the U.S. or if it happens in China, if you get a 15% yield hit. You know, the other thing I'd say about demand, if China were to work their way up to a per capita meat consumption the same as Taiwan, it would take 128 million tons of extra feed grain just to reach that level.
Are they capable of producing that much meat in China, or would they be importing?
That could be a lot of imports of meat, and they're not going to get 128 million tons out of China, no.
So is China up to something, do you think? Do you think they are pre-ordering to avoid the suggested tariffs that the president-elect talked about in his campaign?
Well, there is a lot of theory out there that they've been more aggressive than normal and wanting to book those beans early in case there's some kind of trade war type issues developing with the Trump administration. We happen to think the bark is louder than the bite, and that a lot of things are going to get smoothed out from all the rhetoric. But for right now, that's one of the theories that they booked ahead, and then they're going to end up with a period where their stocks are too high, and they're going to need to wait until they start importing again.
Terry Rogensack from the Hightower Report. Back after this.
As the holidays bring families together, all of us at Alliance Insurance extend our thanks for allowing us to be part of your family's future. Providing reliable insurance coverage in the event of the unexpected is the greatest gift we can give. Auto, home, farm, crop, and business coverage gives you peace of mind today and our family peace of mind tomorrow. Call us for a quote or coverage review, or just stop in and say hello. Wishing you all the best, we're Alliance Insurance, downtown Marysville.
Farming America is a presentation of the Tribune Radio Network. I'm Steve Alexander.
Thursday is sale day at Marysville Livestock Incorporated. They're expecting 700 to 800 head of cattle for the sale today. Early consignment listings include 5 black cows, 7 to 8 months bred, 2 black pairs, 5 to 6 years, 5 black steers, 350 to 375, 15 black steers, nevers weighing 4 to 5, 60 black steers, nevers weighing 450 to 6 and a quarter, 15 black heifers, 5 to 550, 5 black steers, nevers 5 to 6, 60 black steers, nevers 5 to 6, 15 mixed steers, nevers weighing 5 to 6, 25 black steers, nevers 5 to 7, 75 black and Charlet steers, nevers 5 to 750, 6 mixed steers, nevers 550 to 6, 25 black heifers, 550 to 650, 15 black heifers, 6 to 650, 5 mixed steers, nevers weighing 6 to 650, 35 black steers, nevers 6 to 7, 40 black steers, nevers 6 to 7, 18 black steers, nevers 6 to 7, 10 black and red baldy steers, nevers 650 to 7, 15 black steers, 8 to 850, 20 Charlet cross steers, nevers 8 to 850, 16 black steers, nevers 850 to 950, 60 black steers, 875 to 9, 62 black steers, 875 to 9, and a butcher steer weighing 1,300 pounds. A reminder, too, for a Holstein special coming up December 22nd at Marysville Livestock Incorporated. 731 from KNDY, chilly, 19 degrees, wind chill even a few degrees cooler with a north wind around 5. Highs today again only in the upper 20s.
This is the time of year to reflect on last year's crop cycle and make plans for next year. There are many decisions to be made and many options available. We'd like to help make the financial side of your planning a little easier. Our ag lenders know agriculture and they're local. Stop by and see us. Let's talk about next year. Citizens State Bank, Marysville, Waterville, and Hanover. Member FDIC.
We're just making a living, making things grow.
Shop local, shop hometown. A reminder from the Marysville Chamber of Commerce Retail Committee. Make a difference in your hometown. Many stores open extended hours now through Christmas, including Sunday.